Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Heavens to Murgatroyd! Hey there, everyone. I am John Henry from JohnHenry.us. Welcome to Too Long Didn't Read. Today we are going to talk about Just Ignore It and It'll Go Away. This is gaslighting. We're going to end it right here, right now, today, forever. The end. We've changed the world. Peace, love, and harmony. Many of you over the years have probably had to deal with trolls and harassment and bad behavior and all sorts of things. And you've often heard or maybe even said to yourself, just ignore them and they'll go away. Often this is thrown out in the midst of an ongoing flame war by other observers in a comment thread or forum or whatever. It is time to put a solid stop to this argument. First, no, not a thing that happens even frequently enough to be called a rule with many exceptions. If anything, it is the exception. Second, people who say this are themselves engaging in narcissistic and manipulative behavior. These are the same motivations I was discussing in a recent live stream about narcissists and similar personality types. It's about control and power and attention on them. The most benign of these types will typically blow some steam and go, but that's a minority. The folks who tend to act like that in the first place are tautologically, by definition, of that attention-seeking, control-seeking, power-seeking personality type to some degree, and are thus more prone to more escalated displays of that sort of behavior when their desire is frustrated. In the extreme case, these end up being the stories in the news where someone finally made a break from someone who had been hurting them, and that person then escalated to tragic consequences. That's the darker end of the spectrum, where those most benign types I mentioned earlier are the lighter, and none of them are real bright. When someone comes at you with this line, this whole, just ignore them and they'll go away, on some level, they're part of the thing. They're also saying that they prefer things to be this way. They validate the behavior of the narcissist or the gaslighter or abuser. They would prefer you not stand up and call that behavior out, shame it for what it is, and normalize rejecting it because they, rightly or wrongly, believe themselves to be guilty of those behaviors to some degree, and they don't care to change them. If someone drops it once, whatever. As a general rule, though, the more often a given individual reaches for this idea and the more energetically they defend it, the greater the likelihood you're being manipulated by a narcissistic personality type. You're dealing with someone trying to rationalize their own behavior, up to and including that present attempts to dishonestly manipulate you, to at least some degree, whether they're aware of it or not. If that sounds like you, you might want to reconsider your motivations. Thanks a lot. I'm John Henry from JohnHenry.us. As always, reminding you that I am completely crowdfunded, keeps me independent, keeps me honest, and helps me avoid getting bought out by corporations. If you can help out, please do. The information rotates on the screen, and you can swing by JohnHenry.us/money, and that will be the page that has all of the information about PayPal and Patreon and Cash App and everything else, so that you can just click it and go. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.